Red Bull Base Mentor has given us the possibility to put our dream into reality.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program over the next few weeks.
One word I would describe Red Bull Basement is challenging.
Top thing that I've learned is how to collaborate with other people and how to network and learn from everything that you are going through.
I would describe it as exciting.
The biggest thing I learned is how to collaborate with other people and to have a strong teamwork.
Red Bull Basement is, to me, an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I'm very grateful to be part of.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast featuring women in tech around the world. This is our special edition Red Bull Basement series and our next guest from Italy. Welcome, Rosa. Hello. Go ahead and share with everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, hello. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I am Rosa from Food Locker from Red Bull Basement Italy, and I'm very happy and glad to be invited here. And I have to admit that this path has begun like a game, and then it has become reality. So I'm very happy about this path we have done with my co-founder in this month. And we are really excited for the next days.
Amazing. And Rosa, is this your first company that you're creating?
Yes, it is.
It is? Awesome. So go ahead and tell us, what does Red Bull Basement mean to you?
Red Bull Basement has given us the possibility to put our dream into reality. I am currently studying management, so basically creating projects and bringing them to reality is what I would like to do in my life. So for me, it is really a dream that is becoming reality. So I'm excited and happy about that because it is like my first experience in this field. It has been amazing, and I hope that these days will improve our work of this month.
When did you discover the world of business and technology? When was it first interesting to you?
I think like a couple years ago, I thought for the first time I was interested in business and technology. I am at the fifth year of master's degree in management and economics. So I discovered high-tech world and business as a field in which I would like to work in my future.
Tell us more about Food Locker.
Well, Food Locker was only an idea 1 month ago, and now we're in this month, we have worked really hard on it. Now it is something really real. We discovered that a common problem we had in our universities was that every time we go to have a meal, there is a long, long queue. We thought, why to waste one third of our time of our break lunch staying in queue? Why can we invent a method to avoid all this process? So we decided to invent an application on which the students can book their meal in advance, decide what to eat, and just pick it up at the right time in one of our lockers, which are designed in order to keep the food warm for a certain period of time. We are currently trying to program our app and both developing our prototype of the hardware of the locker.
That's so cool. I mean, that sounds like something that we need globally.
Yeah, we hope that this is the final destination of our project.
It's interesting. There's a restaurant here called Sweet Greens. Have you heard of Sweet Greens?
No.
At Sweet Greens, you order in advance and they leave it on a counter for you to pick up at a certain time because of everything that we're going through the pandemic. So how amazing would it be if they had Food Locker to help keep our salads fresh?
It was also something related with COVID because obviously also after the end of this pandemic, I think that it won't become like the word we we knew before. So it is something good also to not have to wait like at 20 centimeters from other 100 people, but just to go to one locker, pick it up your meal and then just go away. So this was also for safety, we could say.
Totally. And what would you say is advice that you've gotten at some point throughout your life related to your career that has really helped accelerate you? Like, for example, my mom shared with me, every no is one step closer to a yes. What's some advice that you've gotten?
I don't have a precise sentence, but what I've learned in my career path, but also especially in this last month, is that it is not something good to love your idea in the sense that you need to always be prepared to distract what you have thought, because with my co-founder, we really experience that whoever is going to develop a project will face so many problems and so many challenges. And sometimes it is really necessary to distract everything you have constructed and to rethink it in another way. And sometimes it is really difficult because you love your idea that, for example, your locker it needs to be warm, but at some moment you need to revise everything you have done and to go away from what you have thought the really first time.
And what is your favorite tech tool? I always like to ask that. It could be a website, hardware, software, mobile app.
One of my favorite here in Italy is Glovo, which is a delivery food. And we have really been inspired from them and how they work.
And what is the future of Food Locker? What do you hope for Food Locker?
The thing we like to say is that for us, the Food Locker life doesn't stop on Sunday with the end of the global workshop of Red Bull Basement. At the moment, we really love our idea and we really think that it is a project that we want to bring to life. So from Monday, we restart to work on it. Our aim is to find some investors who really believe in our project. And our aim is that in 1 year, we will be able to develop the first prototypes to our first clients.
Where can people find you on social? Are you on LinkedIn or email? What's best?
I am both on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on email. I try to answer to everybody who is going to write to me.
What's one huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome in your career or in your education?
The really first one, it was choice of the university faculty, because I am doing management and economics, but at the very beginning, I wasn't really into it. So I wasn't sure that I was going to like it. So for me, it was like a huge problem because I was unsure about everything that was going on. But after that, I tried to talk with as many people as possible who were into the field, but really different kind of people. And then said to me, okay, I'll try it. And if it is not my path, I will understand it and then change because I have time. There is no rush to do things. And well, I have to say that I was successful in this. So this was my really first obstacle of my career. It was deciding my career.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It is so incredible to celebrate Red Bull Basement and how they really accelerate entrepreneurs forward. To connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I am Rosa Padelletti, the co-founder of Food Locker, which is a company based in Milan, Italy, who's trying to develop applications and hardware in order to let students avoid their queues in their cafeterias. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.